It's a busy morning at Redwood Center Food Pantry in West Valley City. Volunteers are stocking the shelves with canned corn, cereal, and peanut butter delivered earlier from the Utah Food Bank. Dozens of people are waiting in a line that snakes down the hallway, many of them parents with children. Pantry manager Lisa Hernandez says they'll be happy when they see what's on the shelves.
Today will be their lucky day because we got diapers. A lot of people are in need of diapers, you know, and they ask us every time they come and we're like, no, we haven't seen any. So today looks like they sent different sizes, and so we'll be able to help a few people with those.
Hernandez says they serve about 100 people a day, and that number is going up now that a pantry closed down in Murray. The West Valley Pantry is now open on Saturdays to pick up the slack. The pantry in Murray was one of six run by the Salt Lake Community Action Project. Executive Director Kathy Caputo-Hoskins says sequestration has hit them hard.
The cuts to our core funding have been pretty devastating to our agency. They equal about $50,000. And for a nonprofit that operates pretty close to the bone, that's a very serious cut.
Hoskins says they're trying not to cut staff or reduce services. Most of their pantries operate in donated space, but they had to pay rent in Murray.
It was only logical, instead of laying off people, that we were able to close the facility and hopefully be able to service them in some of our other locations.
But Hoskins says it's a difficult time to make cuts, as the needs of hungry people are growing. Food pantry use in the county has increased 260% since 2005.
There is a very, very popular misconception going about that the recession is over. We don't see that. We think that the recession is alive and not so well here in our town because of the number of people that we're servicing. People are hurting right now, and the dollars are being cut at the wrong time.
While the county's food pantries are already feeling the effects of sequestration, other services are waiting for the cuts to hit. The agency that runs Meals on Wheels, which delivers food to seniors in their homes, will be cut when their new budget cycle starts in July. On a recent morning, driver Bill Nolan is on his rounds delivering meals in Salt Lake City.
Good morning.
Marissa Ray King is sitting in the kitchen of her apartment in her pajamas, her arm in a sling. King has a number of chronic health problems, multiple sclerosis, osteoarthritis, and diabetes. In spite of her problems, King's face lights up when Nolan comes in.
He's always got a smile. It lifts my spirits, you know. And I know that no matter what happens, somebody during the week is going to be checking on me. You know, that means a lot.
The last time King tried to leave her house, she fell and injured herself. She says she's only been able to go grocery shopping 3 times in the last 5 years.
I'm so grateful, because in the past 5 years, there's been times if they hadn't come, I wouldn't have had any food. You know, so what I do is I divide the meal they give me in half, and that way I can eat all day. It works really well. I'm sorry, I don't mean to whine. It's just the facts of life, you know.
The state's various aging services agencies are expected to lose more than $600,000 of federal funds. Scott McBeth is director of the Mountain Land Agency on Aging and Family Services. He says he's been squirreling away grants and private donations to get ready for this day, so he won't have to cut someone like Mrs. King from the Meals on Wheels program. McBeth says he'll probably be able to balance the budget this year, but he says the full impact of sequestration will be felt further down the line.
The direction things are going, if I'm not able to obtain more grants and private donations and other things, then a year from now, 2 years from now, we'll be making drastic cuts.
McBeth worries that seniors will suffer with no one to speak up for them. He says it's like the tree falling in the forest. If no one's there, does it make a sound?
I suggest there is a sound when the tree falls. You're not there to hear it. And I'd suggest the same thing about seniors suffering that are isolated in the homes. They're there. They're suffering. It's taking place. We just don't hear it.
McBeth says he recognizes that the federal budget should be cut, but he hopes that the needs of the most vulnerable will be considered in that process. As for Kathy Hoskins at Salt Lake Community Action Project, she will continue to look for alternative funding sources, but she's not optimistic about the future.
It's the federal issue that's at the heart of what's causing so much devastation to low-income people. You know, I don't understand why our leaders in Washington can't see that these cuts are going to be hurting the very, very people who need help the most.
Hoskins says she'll keep looking for ways to save money without cutting services. But she says you can only stretch a dollar so far. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.